I woke up this morning. I thought of talking about a man that has a dream or that has a good business idea without money. What should such man do? Okay, first, you have a good idea. You have amazing idea. You thought of, okay, how do I execute those ideas despite that I'm not having cash, despite that you don't have the capital. What I would say to such men is, first, my own story is, actually, I started without cash. You know, I'm an artist. I started with my pencil and paper. I started drawing. When I draw, I take a picture, I send it, I put it on social media. And with time, definitely people start, you know, requesting, oh, are you an artist? Are you an artist? Yeah. So people start, you know, giving me one or two things to do. If despite that is small, from there, a man that has an idea and really desperate to execute it, definitely have a plan on how to save and how to look for a way to make sure the little that is coming in, despite that he needs to do one or two things, he still needs to invest in himself. So you start saving. You keep going the way you can, which is the small level. You keep doing whatever. If you keep using whatever that is available, then you keep saving till when you can be able to, you know, lay your hands on a good fund to help yourself, instead of you sitting down saying, oh, I have a great idea, or sharing your idea with people that don't even want it to be executed. So you keep, you know, don't just sit there saying you don't have capital. Just make use of what you have, then keep planning, keep saving, depending where you will be your personal or your own self helper. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this great opinion of mine. Hope you enjoyed and stay blessed. Okay. I woke up this morning. I thought of talking about a man that has a dream or that has a good business idea without money. What should such man do? Okay, first, you have a good idea. You have amazing idea. You thought of, okay, how do I execute those ideas despite that I'm not having cash, despite that you don't have the capital. What I would say to such men is, first, my own story is, actually, I started without cash. You know, I'm an artist. I started with my pencil and paper. I started drawing. When I draw, I take a picture, I send it, I put it on social media. And with time, definitely people start, you know, requesting, oh, are you an artist? Are you an artist? Yeah. So people start, you know, giving me one or two things to do. If despite that is small, from there, a man that has an idea and really desperate to execute it, definitely have a plan on how to save and how to look for a way to make sure the little that is coming in, despite that he needs to do one or two things, he still needs to invest in himself. So you start saving. You keep going the way you can, which is the small level. You keep doing whatever. If you keep using whatever that is available, then you keep saving till when you can be able to, you know, lay your hands on a good fund to help yourself. Instead of you sitting down saying, oh, I have a great idea, or sharing your idea with people that don't even want it to be executed. So you keep, you know, don't just sit there saying you don't have capital. Just make use of what you have, then keep planning, keep saving, depending where you will be your personal or your own self helper. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this great opinion of mine. Hope you enjoyed and stay blessed.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.